Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Sometimes we look at white people, we look at Africans, we forget the word of God, and then we say that how come they are able to have very wonderful leadership and governance? How come we cannot have such developmental leaders that they have? I want to suggest to you, according to the word of God, when our time comes, things which seem difficult for us to do, they will become very, very, very easy. Because I will tell you something, there is nothing really which is difficult or easy in this life. It depends on the season you are doing it.
Merci.
When you say something is difficult, maybe it's not a season. You just grow and get to that place. You will do it with ease. There is nothing easy in this life. It is just because of time. And sometimes we look at things and we don't even see the place of God. God is sovereign. He is omnipotent. But he subjects himself. He lets time just dictate to him. So let us understand that our time will come.
Yes.
And when our time comes,
yes,
things that we find it very difficult to do, we will do it so easily. And sometimes the temptation is that we wonder whether even God is with us. Because the thing, when you touch it, it opens. And so you begin sometimes to give the glory to yourself and to forget God, that he put the times and the seasons over there. It is a divine hand. My sister, I'm coming in. It is a divine hand that is going to be with you when it is your time. It is such a divine hand. In the book of Isaiah also, it says, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time.
Yes, yes.
When you see that prosperity and that growth as a church, I mean, just coming on and on, remember, because it is the time, there is a divine acceleration,
yes,
from God Almighty. He says, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. In Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1 following, he says that the Lord will make the bright clouds because it is the time for the rain.
Na ne baby sane se oh na da na brofo de se government se san enya ha obi a ye yi obi de ye mo obi asum na bibia na ekoso na ebibi manga na hanku a de bibi man de enyo ma se san na nyo ma nyina se san ye ya na yante ase oh na da na brochire de fi ni ho na gana na se bibi man de fi a sha ye ma wodi wo a wonte ase na mo ne wo mo se se ye mra zoom line obey adwuma kase amen. And no, no, my uncle Basabasa. Na Samri no sudua. Ube who se bibi biara. Enka ya dina na yamre. One she ya ubref urebefi se. En sasun kubina edi e juma womu. Urebefi. Adia poin ya di kin nebi. Ude wun sasu mwa nebi. Usi oh, mi ya magic. Mi ya magic. Na urefi se wanyame bi. En ya se juma na mao. Na onyame ya kawana semse. Onu onyame. Wanimre mnu abema ni ama content. Tem di amao. Eno ti se du ya mre dia. Ene na mama yanka se nan sake siyebi di echira. E ye e duma edima ye mama ye fen mo nyam no ma yanka sa ye hon. Na yanka sa nyaminu.
You know what my sister said just reminds me of something. Sometimes we just come too hard on ourselves. Sometimes I don't understand people who say things like Ghana, we don't give. We give.
Papa.
Go and read our history very well. We had money. We gave out. Do you know the amount of money that the Ghana government gave to Haiti? Big money. Big money. Big money. Millions of dollars. We give. We were founded on giving. We have always given. Sometimes you talk about my political maturity. I say, let's stop even praying about that. Yes, I acknowledge that there is some pockets of intolerance here and there. It is everywhere in every human society. But there is no political maturity when an incumbent government is on it and then there is election and then he goes into a second round and he loses by a small margin and everybody is happy. Everybody is talking. It does not even happen in America.
Yes.
It has not happened. They themselves know that this one is exceptional for it to happen in any human society. Yes, I know we have problems, but sometimes we bash ourselves too much. That's what I'm saying. That we see more evil than even God, the righteous holy God.
Yes.
Because when the righteous holy God is talking to black people, he will not talk the way you do.
Yes.
He will not do that.
Eya na se bibi man ye man asem ye ya dodunya ye de ye ho no ye man asem ye ya dodunya nyanku an na ye ka nyaso fo pa che ni sa de si wo Ghana no enya de a obi odina konwa so betena ho na ye de small boy point bi pump abo ho no si wo be fi akonwa so ensi America currency obe fiti fiti mu a ama wa fam incumbent government ni osi so anya de obeye eno ti so nyame ene ebibi man e kasa moma ya tiase ni ehu ni onyame eye wetire esa so nyame wo emre ene mra odi beye bibia e de aman ma moma ye hwe ye hu bebre na mom papa na wo ye mu no moma ye kasa se Ghana ye your man ya mapa na Ghana ejina fapem a eye oma fapem so eno ti moma ye hwe no so.
Oh, that the salvation of black people will come out of Zion.
Say onya me be ma yan kwa je say bibi man e fi Zion.
Number 3. When it is your time, people who despise you, who bypass you, they didn't even recognize you.
Yeah.
This time they will come around looking for you.
Yes. Yes.
And they will apologize to you. And they will say, "Oh, I just came to salute you."
Hey. I receive that. Or say, sa womre no swan. En kanu neni pe chan huko. Chese wujina ho krani ye hun se wujina ho. Nasu sa womre no swan. Eni pa baba nchamba kase o pa choku se se men hun se wujina ho. Nene di abama benya shimi be chia o keke good morning. Na wasane chia ko.
When it is not your time, people do not recognize you.
Se nya womre ni pe hun.
You are despised and you are marginalized, separated.
You
don't have a name, you don't have an ID. Acts 7:35, the Bible says that Moses tried to lead the people of Israel, and the people said, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us?" But when the time of God came, the Bible says the same Moses that they despised, they rejected, and they said, "Who made you a ruler?" The same Moses did God call to lead them, and the people saluted Moses. They said, "Whatever you say, Moses, we will do it." Is the same. The problem is just timing. Timing.
Now, I want to say, Moses kopen no asem ko ku ju fo bi na obeye tu no mo se hey wo Moses wan e katro se be ye so hene na so amramre no so ye no nyame ne kasa wie na okojina pokoko ma die so apu na bi pan obi ase hey Moses nya obe ka bia ye di so sasa na ne mre no na aso.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It may look like now your voice does not reach anywhere.
Mercy.
Now you are a noise. Jeremiah 46 verse 17 or so. It says that Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He has passed the time appointed.
Now, edu pempen so bia wo kasa no yantimpo ena ya teso na ye dede na onya me kan wona semo si faro edu bebe no na waye dede e woni pass so sa na ne mre atwam
faro
a whole faro
who possessed as a property Egypt was for him. He speaks, you must obey. Some time ago in our nation, when the former President Rawlings spoke, you see that you can't help it but you will be. Now he speaks as small boy. Say, hey, now you can't do papa and things like that. He has passed the time appointed constitutionally.
Mercy.
He is now annoying. I mean, the man speaks and Jeremiah 46 says that Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. And he gives the reason in that verse. He has passed the time appointed.
Let's see. Now, and it's Pharaoh, Hini Pharaoh. Egypt, Kronina, Nidian, Kana, Hopona, atrosase Egypt. Oh, na Pharaoh or your hine kasiye. Na so woken kan asam na wose ne mi twa mu nti. Ohine Pharaoh kasa eye dede ye nkwa chire Ghana ha. Jeje bompai 6 o'clock wa yi wadi awoko. Ene jeje ko bie na no a. Ena wukasa dodo. Ena esha nkrata dodo. Na nne nkwa lampo ene di jeje atam. Esan se wo Ghana mramu no wetwam.
You know, and this thing, it surprises us a lot.
No,
I'm not even talking about him. Well, of course. You know, sometimes you can speak clearly, you can speak forcefully, but it's just a noise. In fact, it doesn't mean anything. Do you know why? It's not because God is not with you. Your time has not come. So nobody will even respect it. I mean, they will meet you, they will just bypass you. A time will come, they will look for you, because when you speak, doors will open for them.
Yes, yes. Now, and I say, yeah, na no me boha ni panty as ye. Esan se mri binu, se ubiye wanwa. No, ubiye, what's ham na okampo, ye de yanti. Na su obedu pempe, so esan se ubiye wanwa, e pu bie bie, in sentreni sinti, ni anenam, ni ashishaw.
Now, the next thing I want you to understand. So, when you understand this thing, you know that sometimes you must understand black people.
And it is a what in your mind we are saying, and I say, be mine, what you must say.
Yeah, we look so marginalized when we speak, our voice doesn't go anywhere. Our time will come.
Amen.
Now, China, US cannot just dictate to China. You have to come and beg them, please come. Please come. I'm telling you about something that I know better than most of you here. If not all of you. You see, but now China, the nation soon to have the greatest number of English speaking people. Nobody is going to China. It has become the factory of the world. Do you know that? All the American, Europe, all their factories are in China. They manufacture in China because labor is cheap there. They tax whatever thing, and then they export to America. So you bring toys from America and they are made in China there. They are there in China. Now you can't do pump. You can't behave like you did to Saddam Hussein. Because he is also a power. Our time is coming in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen.
A time
Amen.
Will come. Our children will experience
yes.
a time where when they speak,
yes.
the world has to hear. And God is going to hasten it in its time.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, you want to say China? Say, who can be here for China? Who are you? Crow, mo wopa. A dumb dog so power. Hong Kong, China. Next one, King Hun Tun and Crow for you, Labat. And now, you bet me, you be here, dear Tia China. Say, China, no more, you be here, be here. US cra, if it's China, made in US stroke China. And not here, ya, dear, when ya me, omo mreasu. Now, you can say, say, bibi, my, na ya kasa, yanti.
Alright. The next point I want to share with you is that when it is not your time, you are a fruitless green leafy tree. Someone, you are fruitless. And that thing is a contradiction. Sometimes you don't understand. Ah, the church, we do all the praying. We do all the outreach. How come the people are not coming?
Mercy.
When it is your time, or when it is not your time, you can be a green tree. Everybody will see this is a church. But you see little or no fruit. Sometimes God intervenes in the chronos moment with a kairos moment. And he gives us a miracle. So people come and we are happy. And once in a while, God does that.
Yeah.
It's his prerogative. It is his decision to do that. When it's not your time, but he has to intervene and give you a miracle. But still, it doesn't look like the time when chronologically it is your time.
Na nyaya kan se wo umre mu no wuti se dua mu no a wa ha ban wonan su dua be bia enfi so ma ene se wo ho nipa nyina be hu se oh nipa so masini na de na wo betumi dia kire se wuni na no ti se nyame na nkasa bam no be yin sentreni bi na bibi sinti sa sori ye be bompa ya ba ye be kire komara ye ede nyamia sam ena ye untumi nka na so wo mre no son a asa wo nka ho na mom ebedu.
Hallelujah, our time is coming. When it is our time, we are going to bear the fruit that God has got for us.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Now we are
meditating on the word of God, delighting ourselves in the Lord, but we will bear fruit.
Hallelujah.
In our season. That now one, you can't escape it.
No. Sabre dear. Ya di adwin na su onyamia samso ya adwu onyamia samso. Na mom ya mremesu ya duaba no nipa beti biadi.
So sometimes in life when people go ahead, you must allow them to go ahead.
Enuti wa abrabo mu so bi edi kan wa abrabo ma menyo de ne mre na so.
Because time is the greatest equalizer.
Na emre dia yade a ema bibia eye pepepe.
When your time comes, it doesn't matter whether you started 10 years late.
Na sa wo mre so a emfa wo sa wo sha se mfie duni.
You will arrive there.
Eyade a wo wo ho ara.
You will have the same results.
Sara so na wo su wo benya.
You will have the same reward from God.
Na sa katua na so na wo benya.
And sometimes people are not happy. We started long ago. It doesn't matter. Time. Time is the greatest equalizer. Now it may be a mystery to you that the righteous thing is not working, but our time is fast approaching.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Finally, when it is your time,
say ya womra,
God
onyame
and people have so much expectation from you.
Sa womre sua nipa ni onyame e hwehwe bebre afi wo ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 22 or so. When the time of the feast came, the owner of the vineyard sent messengers and said, go to the farmers and make a demand for fruit, because the time of fruit has come. When it is your time, God is going to make a demand on you.
Okay.
He is going to send people to challenge you. And sometimes you get irritated at those people and you feel like, I don't want to listen to them anymore. I want them to be killed. Actually, that is a human behavior. The Bible says they kill the servants. And then the owner of this vineyard said, no, the time has come to expect fruit from these farmers. Go and make a demand that me, the owner, I say they should bring me fruits. They caught them again and killed them. Finally, he said, I will send my son. You see, when it is your time, God has got so much expectation from you. He will come and challenge you that you can do it. It's not a noise. You may not have been used to producing the fruit in times past. You only saw leaves. But God said, because it is your time, it doesn't matter whether it's the first time, you can do it. And so God's expectation and people, God will actually send human beings like me. And I will torment you and challenge you and make you know that the time, the master says, bring me fruit. Bring me fruit. Let something show that you are in my kingdom.
Na NSS emre ne so a onyame ebehwehwe bibia firi ho na sabre na wo ya habamuno aduaba bia ma wo so ene to bia ma so no abeti bia de na so se wo mre no so a ene na wo be so a ba na onyame hwehwe se saba no wo beti na nipa so beti bia nya bia de ene to onyame de nipa beba wa kwa mu aba be so wa hwe ama wa hu se emre na so se wo be ye bibi na onyame se mayate wo Mateo se efuora no oso man krofo so omo nko won mo omo de na sase mo so omo no so se emre na so ntio mo fa duaba ni bi mre no esanse ne mra so omo wudi kan ko nyina ye kuom osan suma bi ye kuom ko si so suma ne ba ene ne se onyame be ma bibi si wa kwa ma hu se sabe de wo so mi sorry gina me na so na mi ye bibi ene ti so fo se emre no so a eti so ono obeba no aka kire se sadie we ubetumi aye samre na wo mre na so aduaba na so aye wo se wote na wudi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's end it this way. What do you do when it is not your time? What do you do when it is not your time? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 10 to
11.
I have seen the burden which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world or eternity in their hearts so that no one can find out the work that God maketh from beginning to the end.
Now, what day? Ewieye asam na hye wo musa be obibi biara entumi hu se no nyame be sha ase ne se ne obewie.
Now what do we do when it is not our time?
Ede ade na ye be yes nya ye mre a.
I will show you a very important characteristic of the future.
Na me pese me tso dachi no se de be ye.
Now never forget this thing and teach it to your children.
Sa se mwa me ma wura mfi na kire wo ma.
The future has a way of arriving unannounced.
That
is the main characteristic of the future. It creeps on us. Our time creeps on us. It does not necessarily come announcing itself in a big way. The Bible tells us about people whose time came and they were not prepared for the time in such a manner that they never even recognized that their time had come.
Na Bible ma yeti asese binum omomre bae na omo ahumpo na omo ahuse omomre na abei.
When Jesus came physically to Israel, that was the time their appointed time had come, but they were not looking for Jesus the way that Jesus came. They were looking for a king. They were looking for somebody who would just sack the Romans. They were looking for somebody who would just be militant and fight all those people. But Jesus came in a manner that they were not looking for him. And so, most of them, they did not recognize that even their moment of visitation had come. Yes. Why? It's not because they were not people of God. God was with them. The only thing is that sometimes when you put God in a box and you say that, well, we are having a seminar, so this is how it should be, and God comes in another form, you don't really enjoy the thing. Oh yeah. Because you felt that, no, I mean, seminar, I mean, people should be falling down all the time. But please, the Messiah can come in a manner that you were not looking for him. Your time can creep on you. But you see, you can miss out on what God wants to put into your life. Just because even the person who came, no, we are waiting for another one. Are you the one who should come, or should we wait for another?
Say,
I've come. It's me. Seriously, we are not better than them.
Yeah.
And that is how his coming is. Even the people who walked with Jesus for 3 years after his resurrection, they had problems recognizing him. He's coming. They didn't. Because as for resurrection, God puts aside all the physical. He wants us to go after him, after the spirit. It's only by your spirit that you can know. Oh, yeah. Because he's a hiding God. And the kingdom, it's not that making noise that, hey, maybe something spectacular has come. The kingdom has come. No. It says it's like yeast. He injects it. And the thing goes. It festers. By the time you are aware, it has taken over. But you didn't think that Jesus was that prominent. But he has infested the whole world. That's how the kingdom works. And that is what is happening, like a tsunami.
Now, as you said, Israel for no. Ayade omomre sun nanso ebinum ehu esanse nanka mezaya no omohwehwe no wa masa dia no omopeso omopem mezaya ye macho ne ho odin roman 4 wono omoku no wa bruom no wo yedede no kam na dear. Now, so Messiah, no one must have by so grandma. Ye wunu wo mponchi bomu po, eh. Messiah, ya shusho mponchi bom di ada, enye no nye Messiah. Eni tino mu bisa se, eh, ti Messiah wunye. Ana yen san chwa Messiah biyo niye be wunu wa himfie. Now, so no mo mre, now so no mo enhu. Ne tu misi. Hey, I see a yes seminar. Hey, deliverance. Hey, every so funny become. Hey, ni yon yina gufom. Na ye huso. And na ye meza ya naba. Na so. Obe tu miya kasemba kumi yanu miya nsa. Ni ya kosu wa wakuma mna unu nyami nyan kita hudia wa ususu mono. And na na umeza ya naba. Oh, so for preaching diye minfili. Me pe so for come. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Na me huse. Oh, and na me nkwanje naba. Na wabaya Jesus said. Let there be light and there was light. Debi. E si ye wo ye haya. E tu ye da chini betu miya baya suwa refim. Ye mrene betu miya baya suwa refim. Ne momi ye hu. E san se ye hu nyame sa wamna wa kwa imbisu. Se wama wa sa kwa inu su dia. E nene nyame amba. E si aha. E si bebiya. E ti ye msheni ye.
There is abundance grace for us in Jesus' name. So what do you do when it is not your time? Don't sit down and wait. Prepare yourself. Actively plan your life. Actively prepare yourself. You see, and pursue your purpose. Hallelujah. What do you do when it is not your time? It's not a time for the race, but as an athlete, you go to the beach and you practice. You imagine yourself in the ring. Your time has come. And then maybe the umpire says, get ready on your marks. You imagine yourself and you run in the sand. Just so that when they give you the spikes and you are running in your time, you cannot help it but to excel. Just because when it was not your time, you simulated your time.
Yes.
You spoke like it was your time.
Yes.
You were enthusiastic and people will not understand. Your voice doesn't go anywhere. You simulated. God allows us to simulate our time.
Yes.
You know simulation? You are not a pilot, but they put you in a simulator, something that has the same conditions of the airplane, the cockpit, where the driver of the airplane sits, okay? So you are there and you feel the clouds and all that. You are on the ground or maybe suspending. You are not in the air yet, but God allows you to simulate it so that when your time comes for flying and you are there, you will excel as a pilot. And that is what God wants us to do. He says there is a burden God has put upon everybody under the sun. What is the burden? He has put time in our hearts. He has also put timelessness or eternity in our hearts. He says that we should exercise everything in our time because we do not have all the time there is in the world.
Yeah.
Things are rapidly changing. Believe me, you have a limited time to fulfill whatever God has put upon your heart and so that you will die and you'll go to heaven and go to eternity. That is the pressure we have. Say it's a travail, it's a burden, it's a pressure upon every man. Our time is short. That's what I'm saying. Your time is short. So if you think that you have to pass, I have to wait for some time in order for me to prepare myself for my time. Imagine yourself in your time and see whether you have enough information, enough exposure. You have enough of what it takes for you to excel in your time. Because it trains us outside of our time that we can excel when our time comes.
Na se womre so ya da na wose weye wose wusiesie wo wo ye wadwen se womra so na wo ye wonio mate se na womra so ene se wonim se wo ye obi obese wutu America wo Olympics a ene na shaase empo ano na wahai hwehwe boot bi na kogye wo wutrim wo na waka wa shada to etro po wo wutrim na de ahye gidigidigidigidi na wa fa ho se se de wo de jendu park kura na wani abresan se wo beko Olympics na wadwen ye se wo beko aeroplane wo kɔ ehɔ na to be and wanna ya wa yi bi a dan bi o masiesie ntse ne a wutu no ntse pilot wisem na brr zr na o si asase so na brr na zr amma samre no so na wutu a wuti brr na zo a hwe a wan fi plane no man fi masio
no put your hands together for her
anoti se woni mu se wo mere so na se wo be ya sofo a hwehwe insu bottle na jine dem.
Come on,
preach. I break now. Who preach ya? No, no,
that's right.
I don't just say what you want me more, but so what me no so
that's right.
And yeah, I don't want one. Yeah, I can say so. What do you know? Me person are the way I'm really so and turn away the 40 and turn away the 70 and turn away and it's me patch out. Nyonya me pesa wo ya ne shaase a wo mre no sunya shaase na ya practice hallelujah na wani abre na ya practice kakra kra me mre no su a amfa wawa.
Oh yeah.
Merci, merci.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our time is coming, but ladies and gentlemen, we must be ready for the time, otherwise the time will even come and you will not even recognize it.
Merci. Na ya mre no ba ya mre no so anti wan hwe ya o mre ne baba na unhumpo.
So you have to start working hard now.
I don't tell what so we shall say say we ya dwumaden sisiara.
I like to put it this way, work hard in vain.
Na ya dwumaden wo bra unhumpo.
Because when it is your time, you work hard but you don't see any result.
Se wo mre no so ya o be ya dwuma so unhwe.
As a church, we can work so hard and see little or no results. Sometimes God does something, but you realize that we are working hard in vain.
Na sir, sorry. Ye betumi aye ne asese ye nyina, obeya bon se na bibiki to mi anapo hwi ponsi. Ye ye ne asese ye ye.
Continue to work hard in vain.
Swara ye dwuma mpo a wuhu hwee.
Because when your time comes, God is going to restore unto you, Joel 2:25, the years that you did not get any results is going to come back to you. Oh yeah. And that is why you work effortlessly, because you see, all the time of working in vain, God says that I will restore unto you the years that the locust and the caterpillar in the Lord, your labor is not in vain.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.